Balcone's first ever year-round bourbon was an inspiration. It all had to work together. A blend of carefully selected ingredients, Texas-sized pot stills, and creative people determined to find the absolute best way to usher a new whiskey along. When you discover how it pairs with a meaningful moment, suddenly the feeling of drinking great whiskey becomes a whole lot more.
Hey everybody, welcome to this week's episode of Whiskey Neat, Spirited Conversations with Interesting People. I am your host, Christopher Hart. And for those watching, no, this is not Whiskey Ginger with Andrew Santino. This show was first, beat him by 7 months. His show's just better and he's a really nice guy. And we actually hung out last weekend. He's a good dude. But no, this is not a ripoff of the Whiskey Ginger. Now, as many of you know, the guest today, he has his own podcast called We Might Be Drunk. And of course, Tuesdays with Stories. Mark Normand has been working for some time now with his partner, Sam. Sam Morril, comedian, stand-up comic, fantastic, on a new whiskey. And if you follow their show, he specifically talked about working with someone. I am that someone. So over the last few months, we've been working together and creating a whiskey, an everyman bottle, not something that's super expensive or super overpriced and ridiculously hard to find. We will be launching Fat Cat, tentatively called Fat Cat Rye Whiskey very soon. It'll be a 95 proof, sub $40 bottle that anyone can enjoy. And we're going to build the brand around the product itself. And then, so it's not just your typical celebrity brand. It's going to be a decent drinker all by itself. And then you tie a celebrity to it. So that's coming. Today I sit down with Mark and Andrew Youngblood. Andrew Youngblood is the owner of The Secret Group, one of the best comedy clubs here in Houston, and his feature act. So Whiskey Neat is brought to you in part by Legend Bourbon, a first of its kind, super premium bourbon that melds Kentucky distilling tradition with Japanese blending excellence. We've talked about them before. You can order a bottle on drizly.com. And of course, as always, drink responsibly. This year, Whiskey Neat is also brought to you by Amrut. This year, the International Wine and Spirits Competition gave Amrut Fusion 95 points. Amrut would like to thank our listeners for being a part of its success. All right, so without further ado, please welcome Mark Normand and Andrew Youngblood. Cheers. Mark, thanks so much for being here, man.
Hey, boy, we're really getting in. I'm here. I'm queer. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. We spent the afternoon... let's talk about what we're working on together with your old pal there, Sammy Boy.
All right, whatever you want. You're the boss.
I actually brought a sample of it here.
Ooh!
So, for those who don't know, of course, you and Sam have talked about it quite a bit on We Might Be Drunk.
Yes, check it out. iTunes, VHS, whatever you got.
We Might Be Drunk, you and Sam Morril are working on a whiskey.
Oh yeah,
rye. I think we're settled on Fat Cat.
Yes, that's official. That's the final name. We were on the fence, and you said I think it'll sell well.
Yeah,
so we stuck with it.
The idea being,
this is it.
Yeah, is at cash strength though. This is quite.
Am I the first?
First
non to have it.
Yeah, the first non person involved.
Non-straight.
Whoa.
Yeah. We should introduce this kid.
Oh yeah, yeah. Andrew
knows who this son of an onion is.
Hey.
Andrew's been on the show a couple times. Yeah, time, everybody knows Andrew. And listen, nobody Andrew knows. is
scraping the whiskey barrel, huh? For guests, if you got him on multiple times here.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of The Secret Group and everything you guys are doing.
Great room, great club.
I've heard of it.
Yeah. So we think it's going to be Fat Cat. There's one thing we have to double check, and that is the trade dress. I know we talked about the
trade dress.
Yeah. So there's a wine company called Fat Cat Cabernet.
Oh no!
So they just want to see what our bottle's going to. But it's not going to look like a wine bottle.
All right,
so I'm sure it'll be fine.
It's a bunch of spinster divorcees, I'm sure, are getting together with their little wine nights.
Just talk shit about them.
So, yeah.
So they'll definitely have an issue with it. Whew. Yeah, cast strength. So this is going to work for Sam and Mark both have basically said, look, we want something approachable for the everyman. It'll be watered to down to 90, 95 proof. A sub $40
what proof
bottle.
Is that?
This is cask strength.
I don't know what that means.
Means it is. It means if you had a match or a lighter with you, the glass would catch on fire.
Whoa! It feels nice. Like it in my esophagus right now.
Yeah. So
miscarriage.
Yeah. So this is about 125 proof, straight from the barrel.
Oh, that'll get rid of your hangover.
Yeah. I'll be drunk.
Or push you further into it, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We got two shows tonight. Don't forget.
Yeah, two shows at the Houston Improv tonight.
Mm-hmm. Three tomorrow.
Three tomorrow.
We added one. Thank you.
Early show, huh?
Well, you get the option of an 11:30 or a 4:30. And I said, give me the 4:30. You do the 11:30, your whole night's gone. You get out of there at 2 in the morning. You're exhausted. You're on blow. It's too much.
Not me.
So yeah, we'll get rid of it in the day, and then we'll have the whole night to play.
Yeah. Well, I'll be there tonight. I'm bringing a crew. Every time I see Andrew perform, it's nice. Yeah.
Yeah, can't wait. I mean, that's a big room. I did it a year ago, and he got COVID. Fun fact.
I did.
When
I got
here?
COVID, it was the weekend I was with Mark at the Improv.
And you didn't get it.
We don't know. I don't know if I got it at the Improv.
Probably, because another guy
we did bar hop later, though.
Yeah, but we had a guy do a guest set, and he got it.
Yeah, but I had lunch with him the next day, and then
maybe it was the lunch spot.
But then also a comic who was just in the green room got it. He didn't say anything. All these comics got it and didn't say anything. I was the one person who was like, hey, guys, I have it. Everyone else was too embarrassed to have it.
It's also like a work thing, right? Like, so there are so many people who need to work, especially during COVID, that they'd rather lie about it so that they could still work.
Yeah, I have the Delta right now. Variant.
We went to lunch the next day. I think it was at Dot's Cafe was Zahid, but he didn't get it, did he?
Nah, he's Indian.
They
got it later.
We went to lunch. We did.
We went
all
to
of us.
Dots. Yeah, we went to Dots Cafe the next day. That's why when you got it, I was like, fuck, did I get it?
Yeah. I was that weekend, I was a super spreader. If I got it early, I don't know if you remember this, but the very first show, this was like right when comedy was coming back or something, and they did a meet and greet the first show, and then they're like, let's not do that again.
That's right. Yeah,
it was crazy. And I was like, I can't. We were all like, are we doing this? This is insane.
And then the manager got it.
Yeah, yeah. And then they canceled it for the rest of the time. I was like, thank God. But then I got it anyways and, almost died, whatever.
Yeah, you went to the hospital.
Yeah. Did you really?
Yeah. Coughed up blood
because you couldn't breathe?
No.
I was coughing up blood. It was disgusting. I ended up getting pneumonia.
Whoa.
Yeah, so like the COVID basically puts you on your ass, and then I was laying around a lot and, laying around a lot with all that phlegm and stuff in my lungs turned into pneumonia. Pneumonia turned into like me coughing up blood for fucking weeks. Sorry.
Wow.
What the swearing. And then, and then literally like one of the last days before it broke, I literally was like, I'm not going to beat this. I think I'm going to die.
Oh, really?
Wow. And that's when I went to the hospital. And I remembered I even have a joke about it. I was like, I got to get my affairs in order. And I was like, what the fuck are my affairs?
You give away your debt.
Yeah. Like, what affairs do I have to get in order?
But it really fucked. He hasn't been funny since.
Yeah.
So.
Never been the same.
No.
No. I got vaccinated. And even then, every time there's a single, like right now, I sound kind of nasally. I bought some COVID tests and went to the doctor. Got nothing. I'm fine, but I'm convinced.
Yeah.
That I'm gonna get it at some. Even though I got vaccinated,
I got tested 2 days ago.
There you go.
For a show?
No, I've had a cough for like a week.
Yeah.
And then one of my employees at the Seeker Group, she got COVID, and I was like, oh shit! And I thought I was gonna have to drop off the shows. And so Thursday, I got tested. I got a rapid test. It was clean. I was like, God, thank God.
There you go.
So it turns out respiratory infection.
Quite a few of those going around. And right now, when you go to the doctors, they ask you everything. Like, a COVID screening. Does your head hurt? Every symptom, it's like, oh, well, we're going to have to reschedule until you. Like, no. Like,
they're also kind of vague. COVID symptoms
super vague
can be symptoms.
Symptoms for,
does your body ache? All the time. What's.
You're talking to three booze bags here. So, yeah, I have a headache. Yeah, I'm pissing blood. Yeah, I hit my wife. Of course.
My kidneys hurt constantly, but that's not COVID, right?
Mm-mm. But yeah, COVID, schmovid, with the Delta, the vaccine doesn't help. So it's like, well, it feels like when we're kind of coming out of it, there's a new thing.
We might go back.
Well, yeah.
So the vaccine, it does. People are getting it with the vaccine, but the difference, what I was reading, is that if you got the vaccine, you get the Delta variant. The people that are dying right now are all unvaccinated.
Right.
Like if you have the vaccine, you get the Delta variant, you just, you don't get COVID that bad.
Well, that's the idea of the vaccine period, is it's supposed to either remove the symptoms
or just make it easier to handle.
Make it easier to handle.
And so all the people in the hospital, and like, they're all fucked up because they didn't get the vaccine. And it's kind of, literally, it was like a news in Houston. They had like a press conference and they're like, the people in the hospital right now, the people dying, chose that.
Whoa.
Like, that's what they said. I was like, geez.
That's a lot.
That's a harsh way to put it. But yeah, I guess so.
I think I'm going to get it, the vaccine soon.
It was a nightmare. It was a nightmare. You got it after, right?
I got it after, yeah.
So anyone I know that got the vaccine and also had COVID, it was really rough.
First shot, felt like I was real sick, and I was like, oh, this sucks. But it lasted like 12 hours. And then at midnight, I took a hot shower. And then I was like, I'm going to go have a drink now. I feel good. Like, it went away just like that.
Oh, it was a lot easier.
Like, snap, you know. The second one, I was out for like 24 hours. It felt like COVID again. It was shitty. But it was just one day, and then I was fine.
The first shot, it killed me. I mean, it just zapped
really?
Me. I was all out of energy. I slept for 18 hours.
What?
And then I developed eczema on my face. Like, give me eczema. What? Like, it's like, you know, if you're going to get herpes, like, get it to where you can't see it.
Yeah.
You know
what
I
mean?
Like, I had eczema on my forehead, and the whole thing looked like, I felt like I was a mistake.
I've never heard
is
of that.
Is that a ginger thing? That's probably rude for
it
me
might
to
be,
ask,
it
but
might
it feels
be.
Like it might be.
Like a skin sensitivity thing?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, because it's not like they're doing a lot of studies on genders in the vaccine, but there's probably some correlation there.
Well, you know, I just meant like I don't know.
I never had acne. Well, so me and Mark have talked about this. I started, this is not a name drop, but it is a name drop. When Matthew McConaughey was on the show, he told me about.
I think I was the guest the week after.
The week after.
And I was like, oh, you go from Matthew McConaughey, keep going to me.
He took finasteride.
I take it.
Uh-huh. Remember, I sent you the results, and you were like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, you're hanging in there pretty good.
Yeah, well, I wish I caught it sooner, but.
That's the key. You can't grow back. You can only hold on to it.
What are we talking about?
Hair pills.
They work. So Matthew McConaughey was losing his hair, and I've said this too much on the show, but in 1999 during Reign of Fire, he shaved his head because he was trying to get ahead of get rid of it all.
Whoa.
And his publicist and agents were like, no. Like, we're going to save your hair. And so if you catch it early enough, you get some of it back.
Yep.
But it's never quite this. It's not like it was when you were 15.
No, never.
Maybe I should do that.
But
you should do it.
A side effect is skin stuff, like pimples. I never had pimples or facial acne, and ever since I've been on it, my nose runs and pimples sometimes.
What?
But
can you get it up?
That's all that matters.
You can have a stuffy nose and still get it up.
I think a lot of people avoid hair medication because of the ED thing, but I think if you're not a fat piece of shit, your penis works fine.
Well,
I'm a
fat piece of shit.
You're not a piece of shit. But I took I took the finasteride for a while, and everybody's like, it's gonna fuck your dick up, and it did.
It did.
And I was like, I couldn't get it up. I was with my girl. I'm like, I can't get it up. I'm so sorry. I don't know what happened. And then I talked to a therapist. He's like, that's all in your head. You created that. And I was like, and ever since then, I could huge boner.
Oh, yeah.
So it is a mental thing. So when people tell you can't get it up and then you can't, it just fulfills that prophecy.
Self-fulfilling prophecy.
Thank you.
Yeah. But side effects wise, the medication works great.
Yeah.
I've got a lot more hair than I did 6 months ago, man.
And I know a lot of guys that we all know that I'm not going to say their name. They've had a little work done and you would never know. I mean, the science is really good on that.
It feels like we're doing a commercial for this at this point.
I don't even know how we got on the subject. Oh, skin conditions and the vaccine. I think just the mix of medicine.
Can you pull up stuff on there? I don't want to push it, but I mean, I don't want to out anybody, but Seth MacFarlane, Joel McHale, Jimmy Kimmel, just to name a few.
Oh, I know Joel McHale did.
Oh,
his hair looks so horrible before.
So bad.
And now
so
he's got
bad.
A great head of hair.
He would never have a career with that mop on his head.
Steve Carell.
I'm feeling
Carell even. Oh, he caught it early though.
Well, you see the early, and I always wondered if you watch early episodes of The Office, right? The first season.
Yeah, you could see
very
it.
Thin hair. But also they kind of made him a little douchier where he had like gel in his hair.
Yeah.
So it kind of made it thin out a little bit.
You're right.
And so but it looked like he was balding in the first few seasons.
Yeah, know? But
then it all comes back.
But what about that when you put the the plugs in, and then the shit around it starts going away.
Yeah, well, so I think if you go on that medication, it stops you from losing more.
Uh-huh.
And then you add the plugs, and it fills it in.
Good point.
He's got a square.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that's a bad look there. That little ugly nub in the
Joel
front.
Joel McHale, that's...
Well, he's got squares and multiple... What that is this looks square? Like, that looks, seems like Photoshopped.
That looks like Tom Segura's...
Yeah, Segura's got a similar pattern.
He's got a similar...
I'm worried about that. Like, I got the... I mean, I got a pretty good head of hair,
yeah,
right?
All right?
But, like, this, I feel like it's... You know, I see my dad, and he's a little further back.
Sure.
And,
that's
you know,
not so
that's,
bad.
Yeah.
If you got the middle hanging in, which you do,
yeah,
you're
I'm not, that's not going anywhere.
We're, like, two drinks away from crying and
saying, right?
I don't want to go bald.
Yeah. Why is the pubic and the armpit and the asshole and the taint... flourishing? Those never bald. It's always the head. Why is that?
Yeah.
The one place you need
there
it.
There you go. Yeah, look at that. That's first season.
Still not terrible, but he got it early. Look at that. That's very minor.
Yeah, that's actually, it looks way worse than some other side-by-sides. Steve Carell's was real bad for
Get
me.
A McFarlane cooking. Oh, that's pretty rough.
But Seth McFarlane before
that? Yeah, I'm telling you, man, it was bad. He was slicking it back, and it looked really rough,
so
but he caught it.
I did hear that, speaking of crotch and asshole hair, when you get older, you do lose those things.
Really?
My grandmother's hairless arms. I'm not going to say my grandmother's. No, but her legs were
waxed.
Yeah, her legs were hairless. And my mom said that it happens when you get older.
That's great.
See, see that line on his head. His hairline is too perfect. It's like a perfect line. That's no good.
Well, he's got a cheesy senator smile.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know him?
No, I'd love to meet him. I'm a fan. I mean, the guy's a goddamn
voice
genius.
Is crazy.
Yeah. He gets death threats, he said, for being offensive. So that gives me hope.
Yeah. You'll get there.
I'm sure he does.
All right, go to Kimmel. Maybe I'm blowing my load on McFarlane.
Why is there a picture of...
Harvey?
Yeah, Seth. Yeah.
I'm sure they've worked together in some
Kimmel switch. Before and after balding? What do you type?
All right. I do feel like we're outing these guys, but it's all online anyway.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Like
I'm sure you can.
Yeah, you're not outing like
a gay. Yeah. All right. Yeah.
I mean, how we got from that to the vaccine to that. So you and Sam Riel creating a whiskey.
Yes. Sam Riel, great head of hair.
Yeah, Sam Riel, great head of hair. You guys look like you're related.
Hair. Yeah.
And he's Jewish, right?
He's a big New York Heeb, and he doesn't act. I guess he's got some Jewish tendencies. He's always sick and neurotic and all that. But like,
that's you have those tendencies.
Yeah, I would kill to be a Jew. But yeah, good guy, funny guy, great comic. We do a podcast together. Now we're starting our own whiskey. Hey, let's see what happens. It might go to hell like Scottie Pippen's or Drake's, but we'll give it a whirl.
Oh, well, Drake
screwed
up.
I've got Drake's
up.
At the club.
Shut
it's
up.
Such a yeah, garbage whiskey.
It's very sweet. I bought it just because I was like, you want to try it.
So
and then I would, like, when people would come to the club, I'd be like, you want to try Drake's whiskey? And although Drake was he was one of our first, like, events. Was,
he showed up?
He came there?
Well, he rented out Secret Group before we were open, and he did his, like, summer 16 pop-up shop, and, like, he sold all his merch there, and it was, like, a thing, like, it was a really cool thing.
5 years ago, Drake, 6 years ago.
Drake's, in Houston-wise, Drake's a big, not only, he's a big deal everywhere, but, like, he's a big Houston supporter.
He's a Jew?
Yeah, oh, yeah, he's half Jew. Canadian, Jew, half black.
He does Houston Appreciation Weekend.
Right?
Which is great. It's a thing where he throws a concert here every year, and the only way you can get tickets is if you volunteer for 4 hours to a city youth center or something like that. And that's the only way you can do it. You can't even resell the tickets.
Whoa.
Like, it's a whole thing where you have to volunteer your time to do it, and then he brings in like a whole bunch of other people, and it's like at like Warehouse Live, because he raps about Warehouse Live because that's where he started.
Like, I like
his first like big breaks were with like Bun B and people putting him up at Warehouse Live.
Oh,
so
I didn't know that.
It's really neat. He's got some cool Houston ties. He's going to open a strip club here for a long time, and it hasn't happened yet. But
I think strip clubs are on the way out, like feminism-wise.
I don't think so.
I disagree.
Oh, really?
I think it's good. I mean, Houston tried to open a sex doll brothel a couple years ago.
Yeah, it would have been
cool. It made national headlines.
You don't want to do that in public. That's the thing about a brothel.
Well, here's the thing. If you,
robots.
I hate to be gross, but...
Maybe it could be fun.
Why is it so much grosser to go to a robot brothel than it is to just be with a woman.
I'll tell you why. Well, you go. I heard you inhale.
No, there's a fat breath. That's all that was.
All right. Is that a COVID thing? Yeah. Fat breath? Well, yeah.
I mean, if it gets professionally cleaned.
Here's the reason. If you're going to pay for it, why wouldn't you get the real thing?
It's probably cheaper.
Because it's illegal.
Yeah, it's probably cheaper. Illegal.
Prostitution is illegal.
It might be cheaper. Here's the thing. All right, let's say that one of those robots are here in this room.
Yeah.
And you're the only one in this room.
Yeah.
Would you? Of course you would. But at least check it out.
But those they get professionally cleaned and sanitized. What I'm saying is, I'm not saying that I want to go to these things. What I'm saying is, why is it so much more of an outrage to have a safe brothel in which no one gets hurt and no one's being forced to do it
It's new and it's silly. It's a silly idea. Hey, we're going to go fuck these robots for money.
It's like people not trusting self-driving cars. They don't want self-driving.
But you're completely right. You're a logical, critical thinker. Other people just go, I've never heard that. Fuck it.
I don't know of any women going through the full sanitation, the steaming and the, you know, most your bodies do whatever cleaning it does.
Yeah, we eat forks after people at the restaurant all the time, you know, and glory holes, socially distant, by the way. But we all do that. So
the
why
original
not?
Face mask.
Yeah, it's very silly what we chew. It's like eating a dog versus eating a pig. People go, "You eat a dog?" I'm like, "Well, they're both four-legged idiots." You know, what's the difference?
Yeah. I guess that makes sense.
It's just what we're accustomed to. You know, it's like you said with self-driving anal. You know, it's like it's new. I mean, when cars came out, everybody's like, "What are you crazy? We got a horse here. What do we need that thing for?" They're running over people, and then boom. Before you know it, cars are everywhere.
Yeah, I guess that's the same thing with seatbelts and face masks. When seatbelts first came out, especially in the 90s, no one I knew, my mom used to say that her dad refused. He had a single
really?
Cab. And they didn't have as good of brakes back then. The cars were shit. And there's no such thing as side airbags. But they were like, no, if you wear a seatbelt and you get in a wreck, you'll be trapped.
Yeah.
You know? And so we resisted against seatbelts for so long, and then eventually it's like, we don't even think about it. You just put a seatbelt on.
I mean, at one point, cars were made with no seatbelts.
That's
like,
true.
That was like a feature.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen what old school kid seats look like? Type in 1950s car seat.
Just the rack out for the top of the car.
It's, it's the absolute bare necessity. It's basically a high chair.
Kids in cages. They used to have a cage you'd put out the windowsill, like in the 40s.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not so bad. That's cute.
But that's a car seat, though? Like,
that's
adorable. There's nothing about that safe.
He's got a steering wheel he can bash his head on. Yeah. That's cute.
Got a little cap on.
Yeah, are you talking about the window cages that they used to do in New
York?
Yeah,
pull up a window cage. That was
so
all the
rage. So kids could go outside and get some fresh air.
Right, exactly. What? Look at that, with the little kid in it. Oh, come on, that was hanging right out the window at a New York apartment.
People used to pay to put their kids in cages, huh?
Those were the good old days.
Oh, man, that's crazy. You know, because someone fell.
That's why they got rid of
someone
them.
Had to have fallen.
Oh, give that a Google. I bet there's a hell of a story.
No, don't do that.
New York Times.
We have time to
write
an article.
This whole episode is just us Googling things.
you're right.
Nobody can see what we're looking for.
Bing.
Oh, Bing is the best porn searcher.
Bing?
Oh, yeah, because they block out the ads.
You don't just go to Pornhub directly?
Bing. Well, sometimes you want to get a good net.
It's a real over the... It's a lot of effort.
Yeah, well, I like to really find... Because with porn now, it's like a diner menu. It's 38 pages. You can find really that exact niche, weird kink.
Pornhub's not great for amateur. Right?
Yeah, you
like,
see?
It's not great
you
for
see?
Amateur.
Didn't they remove all that?
They removed all the amateur? I didn't know that.
Yeah, so there was a story that came out during COVID where literally 40% of Pornhub's content disappeared because it couldn't be verified.
That makes sense.
And they didn't know how much of it was revenge porn or forceful.
Oh.
You know, they have like fake rape or fake, you know, there's all these different things. So Pornhub literally lost like 40% of its content in their database, erased, and so only verified stuff.
That makes sense.
So I heard. I don't really. It's not my thing.
Because I had a go-to video that I haven't been able to find on the internet like after 6 months ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I had a go-to. I was like, I like this video. I would go to it a lot, and now I can't find it anywhere. I've searched everywhere. every combination of words I can do. Yeah, it was good.
What were the words you were typing?
Just, you know, there was some squirting. There was a wife involved, a gangbang. It was a swing.
Sounds great.
Monster.
Look, did you find the she looks just like I like.
She was screaming in like a fun way. It was very vocal.
I'm with you. I like a good story. So like if they're dressed up as Wonder Woman or something, something adds to it. You know, or like the Brady Bunch reboot.
I do. Yeah, I do like the. I like the. Reboot ones, not reboots. The parody, parody
those
porn.
Are great.
There's a Batman one. It's called it's like Batman Return of the Jerker. The Jerker, and so it was Batgirl, really.
Yeah.
And the bad guy was just a guy who just run around jerking off everywhere. And at one point, there's a helicopter scene. I was like, oh, this is going to be great. He gets in his helicopter, and then it's just a dildo with one of those like spinny things, and you go like that, and it's just like with strings like going through. I was like, this is the best.
They took some time and effort to do that.
There's the Ninja Turtle one. You seen that one?
No. But the one I saw was called Buttman and Throbbin. They really got after it.
Yeah.
I have no idea how we got off the rails so deep. Everything from kids in cages to...
everyone's balding and our favorite porns.
Yeah. Mr. Balding. Great show, Saved by the Bell.
What? Speaking of which, I met Zach
by the Bell's
this weekend.
A good one.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Saved by the Bell's
reached the actual Dustin Diamond's in it.
Oh, have you actually seen the porn? With Dustin Diamond?
No.
I heard about it. But I always thought
it's
it was
easy.
Like...
It's a quick goog.
Give it a goog.
Any porn with a famous person, I've got to... I'm just curious. I got to see
it. Oh, I'm the same way. Like, I remember this once. So I try not to be awkward, but I have a friend of mine whose dad... I've known this guy 20 years. His dad never quite... I was the kooky kid. Like, he didn't quite like me. I always wanted to win over his approval.
And
we were at Renaissance Festival this one year, and I remember Betty White has nude photos.
No way.
I didn't know that.
And I was have you seen Betty White nude?
Google that.
Yeah, so I was trying so hard to win over his approval.
Can they see this?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, I feel bad. I thought the world was...
Is this her?
Yeah,
that's Betty White in the 1920s.
Oh, like one of those big...
And they're like, they're tasteful and charming and adorable and
sweet.
Yeah, it
looks like it's on the set of the Tonight Show.
Yeah.
She's like got her mouth around a gun in one of them.
That's not a gun. That's not a gun. Also not the original photo.
Who is she?
So Betty White's on the left, yeah.
What? Wow. She looks great.
Yeah, and that was Betty White in the 1920s, 30s.
Have a long butt, but nice.
So, I mean, if you told me that Trump had a sex tape, I'd watch it.
Of course. I watched Stormy Daniels today.
I've never watched that.
It's great.
But I would.
I don't really care about Stormy, but like
she was hot.
We almost had her at the club.
Colin Farrell.
I would have sold tickets.
Colin Farrell.
Colin Farrell had a sex tape. Where he had sex with a Brazilian model.
Good for him. He's a hot guy.
Yeah, but you know, Scottish accent. You know, it was right around Daredevil came out.
Oh, yeah.
It's fascinating. So, yeah, Betty White being naked and she's like 98, I'm like, I want to see
Hell
it.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, of course.
I'm sure she wants us to see it. That was her prime.
Yeah, well, it's not a sexual thing. It's a curiosity thing.
Isn't it weird that she's going to die? Like, at one point, Betty White won't be here. Michael Jordan will die. Isn't
that
crazy?
Tom Hanks will die.
Tom Hanks
That's
is going to
die.
That's
going to be wild.
And we'll see it.
Nicolas Cage, Brad Pitt.
That I get. But some people, you're like, they're never going to exist at some point.
That's wild.
Well, think of how close we are for someone like Samuel L. Jackson. Dude's almost 80.
No.
Yeah. Do you know
80?
That? Do you know that
That's
Samuel?
Makes sense.
I know how you like facts. Fun facts.
I love fun facts.
Samuel L. Jackson, I think, was a what do you call someone that carries the casket for for Martin Luther King?
Whoa.
72.
He looks amazing.
Great for 72.
Yeah, but anytime between now and the next 10 years, Samuel L. Jackson could be
Morgan
gone.
Freeman, though. He's on the way out.
He's on the way out. Yeah.
He's got to be 100.
He's not looking
Do you think
great.
He narrates his own funeral?
Oh, wouldn't that be great?
He should record it now just so they can play it.
But yeah, it's just
84.
He's got the weird
legend.
Black guy spots every now and then a couple.
Freckles?
Yeah, the black guy will get those spots. See? Yeah. Look at that. They're cute. Yeah. Looks like a little leopard.
Yeah. I think there was an episode of Family Guy where there was like every time he narrates something, every time he plays God, he gets
what
a new
narrate.
One.
What is the first thing he narrated that was, you know, was it
Shawshank?
Is that the one that made him the most famous, like narrating
it's
Shawshank? And then he just was a narrator for the rest of time?
I think he did the jazz singer.
the jazz singer.
That's a joke.
Brandon's the most 30s. Work that Brandon's ever done during an episode. Just Google the entire
Morgan
time.
Freeman first narrating.
Full head of hair, by the way.
Yeah.
Black guys hold on to that fro.
Or they just go bald early. Like, they just shave it off.
Or that, yeah.
But have you ever seen black guys' wigs, toupees?
No.
Like LeBron? I think it's LeBron.
He's bald?
Yeah, have you ever seen? Yeah, I think it's LeBron.
Yeah, he's so rich, there's no way.
You sure it's plugs?
It's tough for black plugs, though, because black people keep their hair so short.
Right.
So you can really see to the root. At least a whitey can fluff up a little.
Yeah. Fluff. Wow. Have you ever seen... So there's videos on YouTube of black guys getting essentially what would be a wig, but it looks, because it's so short. It looks like their hair.
Wow, I believe it.
Oh, yeah, his hair's not looking good.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I saw a video somewhere of them applying what's clearly a wig to that. Like, it's,
yeah.
It's like,
it seems like it would be crazy for a basketball player to wear a wig. Like, it would definitely come off.
But look, you could just get a marker on that. It's so thin. Crazy. You know, like, you don't even need hair. You just need paint.
Back in the day, though, that's what they, I mean, I bet you they still have, like, hair, like, things where you just spray your head.
Yeah, spray paint.
That makes it a little thicker looking.
John Cryer, is that his name?
Yeah, from Three and Pink or whatever.
Two and a Half Men.
Yeah. I like how we're back onto balding men again.
Yeah, full circle.
It's all men think about. All men think about is our dicks and balding, and women don't even, that doesn't even concern them. We think it concerns them way more than it does.
Did you know that the skin on your vagina and the skin on your mouth is the same skin?
I believe that.
It's the same thing.
Although I can feel when things go in my mouth.
What are you Googling now?
I feel like John when
hair?
Girls sometimes can't tell when you're in them. You ever had that?
No.
Me neither. Yeah, tore my ball bag in college. Yeah.
Doing what?
Jumping a fence after a fist fight.
Holy shit. So hold on.
Did you win the fist fight?
No, that's why I jumped the fence.
Oh, bad insult to injury.
Yes,
he'll lose it. Then he ripped his sack.
I was hanging by my jeans upside down on the other side of the fence, and they all laughed at me. Pretty humiliating.
Like a pin, he could have treated you like a pinata and come over and just.
I know. I got beat up enough that they were like, "All right, this guy's a fucking loser."
Balls hanging from the fence. Leave him alone.
You were hanging just by your balls.
Well, by my jeans. It was a wrought iron fence with spikes on the top, and I was losing the fight. It was like 3-on-1 or whatever, and I was losing the fight. So I jumped the fence. I got one.
Why
leg
were they
over.
Fight? Were you getting jumped? Or?
I was at a college party. I didn't know anyone there. I was pretty much in a blackout, and I was making out with this heavy set Hispanic woman on a couch. And this guy, frat guy, polo shirt, boat shoes, was like, "That's my girl." And I was like, "Hey, she was making out with me. Yell at this trollop or whatever." And he was like, "Trollop, meet me outside." I said, "Let's go." I had some liquid courage going. And then he's like, "Ricky, Timmy, Tommy." And they all followed him outside. And
the old Ricky, Ticky, Tommy.
Yeah, they beat the shit out of me. And I, you know, it was like a pool of, puddle of, what do you call that? Just dust cloud. And I got out of it. I jumped the fence, got one leg over, straddled.
My God.
Rolled off the side and just my jeans.
Did you know immediately?
How long did you hang there?
No. Hung there for like, 10 seconds and they all ripped and I hit the ground on my face. They're laughing. Ran home. Tears in the eyes. Whatever.
Blood out the sack.
You know, that old country song. And got in my bed, passed out, woke up the alarm. I had work in the morning. I just threw my shirt on for work, ran to work. And I was like, God, my balls are killing me. What's going on? It was like a stinging pain. And I went to the bathroom, and I was like, what is that? And I looked. Sack was torn open. Piece of dead skin flopped to the side. I could see in the sack. I've seen a ball. And I go, boss.
You could see your ball.
I could see
ball.
One ball. It looked like a peach pit. And I go, I got to get out of here. And the boss is like, we're about to get a breakfast rush. You're not going anywhere. We need you. And I said, come in the bathroom. This is an old nom vet. He saw my sack. He goes, get the fuck out of here. I ran to the hospital, fell asleep in the lobby or whatever for 3 hours. They finally called me in. The guy goes, Jesus Christ. I dropped trow. He goes, if you had come in an hour later, you'd lost a ball. They stitched it up right there.
I'm having trouble breathing right now.
Yeah. Processing that. I had to wear a cup for
that's
a month.
Wild.
Is there a scar?
That's your worst injury.
Probably, yeah.
Let's see the scar.
Yeah, well, show your balls up. Yeah,
it's little,
it's
but it's there. And girls have been like, "What the hell is this?" I'm like, it was a
it's
shark attack.
Shark attack. No, I'm vet. God, that's horrifying.
Yeah, the '90s. But it was a simpler time, you know. You got beat up. You didn't tweet about it. You just ran away and cried.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't even know where to lead from that.
Sorry.
No, listen. At all. We come here, we drink, we talk. It's all we do. We hang just all like right, you guys every week on We Might Be Drunk, you guys talk about whiskey, you talk about, you know, Tuesdays with Stories, same thing. You guys talk mm-hmm. about your week. Mm-hmm. How are things going in New York? I know LA is doing a re-lockdown this week.
Yeah.
New York's not doing that, right?
Nah, I hope not. We're cracking down a little on the vaccination cards, which a lot of people are fighting against.
Wait. What do you mean?
Like, hey, you got to have proof you want to come in here that you're vaccinated, blah, blah, blah. So a lot of people are like, this is America. Like, what are you doing to me? And they're going, well, we just don't want to get sick. And it's a big argument.
We have to prove that you're vaccinated?
You want to go to any comedy club, you got to prove you got a vaccination.
Wow.
Yeah, so.
I'm kind of for that.
Oh, yeah?
You think so?
I mean, here's the thing. I didn't make any of my employees get vaccinated, but if they didn't get vaccinated, they have to wear masks still.
Ooh.
So like there, it's like that.
But it's
that.
An honor system, though, right? You just lie straight to your face.
No, I would literally. I know the people who haven't been vaccinated that work for me, and I was like, you have to show me your card because they've also kind of done a stance against not getting vaccinated. I was like, you don't have to do it, but you just have to wear a mask. It's a safety thing.
Interesting.
You know, I also again, I had it real bad, so you know, I don't want to risk that to our employees, to other people. You know,
yeah, but
that's just my.
I can understand that for sure. I mean, you are more, fair to say, liberal lefty.
Oh, yeah.
Big lefty.
Libtard.
Yeah. For sure. I mean, I wouldn't
no,
say
No, I'm
that.
A giant libtard.
Trans.
So mentally libtarded.
I can understand the need or the concern of being safety.
And he had it horribly. So.
Yeah.
But don't you feel like you can't get it again?
It's like no, pie. I just got tested the other day.
I don't think you can.
No, you can get it again.
Oh, you can?
No, I just got tested like 2 days ago because I thought I had it again. And I was going to drop off the shows this weekend.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Damn.
So, but as a private, how does that work? As a private business, you can argue that, hey, you don't have to come in here. That's fine.
It's a private business. So in the same aspect where they're arguing like, hey, it's America. I don't have to do this. You're right. You don't have to do this. And I, as an American,
yes.
don't have to let you in.
Yeah.
I have that same argument for when people are like free to speech. Like I should be able to say what I want. Yeah. And people should also be able to react to what you said.
I think that's fair.
And, yeah, I agree. You got to have all or nothing. You can't pick and choose, which everyone does.
I'm of the belief, which I've talked about a lot, that you literally cannot offend me. If it's clearly a joke, I'm okay with it. It doesn't bother me. Like, I know this whole, who was it? Tony Hinchcliffe thing.
Mm.
There was a lot of strong feelings about it one way or the other. I'm a white guy, so for me to say that it didn't bother me doesn't mean anything. But at the same time, like, if you're clearly joking, I'm okay with it.
I don't think people really give a shit. I know Asian people are like, you know, maybe he's a piece of shit, maybe he's not. I don't know, but I wasn't there, so.
Sure.
Let's move on with our lives and take care of our kids and pay our bills and, you know, have a career. It just seems like such a silly thing to put your thought into and burn calories on. This guy in a club in the middle of wherever was saying bad stuff. Ah, it's like, shut up. You don't give a shit. What have you done?
Andrew's biting his tongue.
Well, he just bought a Chinese freely. Restaurant, Tony, so I think he's doing fine. But what do you think? I don't know. I just don't think people really give a shit.
I think at the end of the day, who is Tony Hinchcliffe to anybody, right? Besides him. Like, comedy-wise, he's a guy who's kind of a mid-range comic. He's not even a huge comic. So really, it's who knows him? Nobody, but, right? That was the biggest splash he had, was that whole thing, right?
Sure.
And so I don't know. It's exhausting.
It is.
It was a joke, obviously.
It was a joke.
I do think it was kind of in poor taste and not. Oh, he did. In
it
Austin.
Wasn't witty. It was,
in Austin, it was lazy, and it was Austin.
Sure.
Of all places, you're going to do that in Austin? That's a silly place to be
I don't get when people go, hey, it's important. I think the fact that it's in poor taste is part of the joke.
Correct.
Like
it's a low-hanging fruit.
Ari talks about Kobe dying on the death of Kobe.
Yeah.
And people go, how insensitive is that? It's like, yeah, that's why he did
that's
it.
That's the joke.
That's the joke. But it wasn't funny to you.
Yeah, sure. I actually liked the Ari thing.
I liked it, too. Enough.
Oh, to me, it felt like he meant it, and I still thought it was funny.
He didn't mean it.
I thought it was,
but
I thought he did too, and I still, because it's, you know.
Some people think Sebastian Maniscalco is funny, and some people think Sam Kinison is funny, and some people think, you know, Andrew Dice Clay is funny. So to go, it's not funny, it's like, to you.
Yeah.
Some people think gay guys are hot. Some people think women are hot. So where does it end? How come you can have your pick and choose on sexuality, but someone else can't have their humor? Uh-huh.
Yeah. I mean, I agree with you. That's why it doesn't bother me. You could literally say anything that happens on stage tonight. I'm going to come to the show. I'm going to spend some money.
I got a whole cult thing on you.
just screaming the N-word at me from the stage. You can't offend me, but at the same time, if it bothers other people.
Well, it's a slippery slope, which is an Asian slur, but it's a slippery slope because people go, it's my truth, though. It hurt me. And I'm like, yeah, but I could do a couple of Irish Patty Mick blue-eyed devil jokes that could offend you.
Sure.
But no one's going to back you up. So, like, why is yours more valid than yours?
Sure.
That's all I'm saying.
And I agree. I agree completely. I also understand why some people get upset, but it doesn't. If it's meant to be a joke, it's clearly not serious. Then
yes.
Why let it overwhelm you?
And then to capture it and put it out in public where it wasn't meant to be. I mean, what if you were fucking your wife and I videotaped it and you're smacking her around and calling her a whore and all this shit. And I put it out there and people are like, this guy's a fucking animal. But like, that was meant for the bedroom and she liked it. And the audience liked the slur stuff. So I don't know. It just
my wife is literally at home thinking, he cries after sex. There's no way he would never.
Well,
my wife
I'm the one doing the hitting.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. My wife likes to be called racial slurs in bed. So either way, I don't know. It's all cuckoo bananas, and it gives us something to talk about, and we're all specks of dust on a flying marble through space, and we're all going to die one day, and none of it really matters. So might as well just have a drink and jerk off.
I think the average person doesn't care.
I think so too.
And I also think
to the left is too much. Everyone to the far right, you're way too much.
Way too much.
And again, like I said, you should be able to say whatever you want on stage.
Agreed.
Yeah. And anyone should be able to feel however they want.
Agreed.
And let's just not talk about
it.
You don't like it? That's it.
Agreed.
You can even say, hey, I didn't like that. Done.
That's all really right, the fine. Height of privilege.
That's all that matters.
Like, this is a blah, blah. I'm like, that's bother you? They got no water in Flint, and this lady's getting her clit cut off, and that guy's gay, so he got stoned to death in Iran or whatever the hell.
Also, you're not going to cancel Tony of all those
you're
people.
You're not.
If anything, it just made him more popular with his fans.
I guess.
You don't know his fans if you were going to try to cancel him.
Well, and I think there's...
like, that's...
But what about feelings?
Yeah, of course.
You know, that guy Shane has no feelings. Gillis was depressed, and they got death threats. His mom got death threats, and you're like, no one talks about that part, you know, like
the damage.
You're so compassionate and you're so people are hurting, but then you're gonna hurt his mom or like Louis's kids or whatever. Like everything has a reaction.
Did something happen with Louis's kids?
Well, his poor daughters have to just hear all this shit all the time, and I'm sure they get harassed because of the dad, and they didn't do anything wrong, but now you support women, but what about these daughters?
Yeah,
so like,
it's not fair.
None of it's fair. Yeah. None of it's just, and everybody's just jerking off into the wind, and they think they're helping.
Well, I think that it's very similar to people who complain about things on Facebook, or when you, and I talked about this recently, you follow a like J.J. Watt, big football player, very big in Houston. Well, during the whole kneeling thing, the comment section of his Facebook page, as if he's going to read any of that, was just people just outrage about kneeling.
He might read it.
Did he kneel?
No, but he might have. I don't know.
He did not kneel, but supportive of his teammates.
I mean, the whole NFL started towards the end, became very supportive as a whole, more so than unsupportive.
They had to.
Yeah.
they really just...
But you're talking about a post of just a normal picture of someone coming out of the vomitorium, the tunnel, onto the football field, and there's literally 30,000 comments and no one's reading that, but you're pissing into the wind, complaining about.
Yeah. It's really about, look at me, look how good I am. That's really what it comes down to.
We'll
go help someone. Go to a soup kitchen and go donate money. Why do you have to be so public? Sorry, I cut you off.
No. Well, you're the star. We'll post something on the sports stuff, and it'll be something completely different. But one or three comments will be like, well, this is what they get for kneeling. And it has nothing to do with anything. Nothing to do with anything.
Kneeling bothers people. It's a silent protest. Nobody's getting hurt. You're the one blowing it up, you guy complaining about it.
It's Twitter mob.
You know what's crazy about it is kneeling, in the entire history of gestures, has always been a sign of respect.
Yes.
Not an insult.
Yeah. Especially blowing.
Kneeling has always been a sign of respect. I mean, we do this now, but the original Pledge of Allegiance was the Hitler salute.
Is that right?
Did you know that? The Bellamy salute. Was how we used to say...
Bill Bellamy.
Yeah, that's who it's named after. The Bellamy salute was how we used to say the Pledge of Allegiance in school up until World War II, when it was like, oh, it's the Nazis. So they changed it to this.
Uh-huh.
But for literally decades, it was that. Wow. Every morning.
Is that right?
Yeah, look it up. Bellamy salutes Salute. Pledge of Allegiance.
Boy, wow. You're going to have a fucked up search history after this episode.
It's like Betty White, Hitler.
Betty White naked, doggy style. What was the other one? I can't remember. Have balding. Yeah, here we go. What year?
World War II. Yeah, those are kids.
So Hitler ruined the Heil.
Hitler ruined the
Whoa.
Salute. Those are kids saying the Pledge of Allegiance.
It's all
Look
silly.
Look at
it's
that.
All just, we just that deemed something inappropriate wild. After colored used to be considered like the progressive thing, and then colored was bad.
Also, what a great album cover for like a punk rock band.
Yeah. Oh, I'm pretty sure that might be.
And get the black kids doing it, because then now you're throwing a whole new bag of jizz in there.
So that right there where it says USA, that's crazy.
That's a black guy.
Yeah, so...
Two. I don't see color. But yeah, that's fascinating. See, that's good stuff.
Yeah, people... But
remember when African-American black was out, then African-American came in, now black is back.
It's out, people of color.
POC, POC, BIPOC. It just keeps changing.
What's BIPOC?
Bisexual people of color?
Wow, is that a real thing?
Give it a goog. BIPOC. Put it in.
BIPOC.
I love a good biopic.
We need a newsletter of all the changes so you can keep up. See, BIPOC.
What does that mean, the BIPOC project?
People of color. Oh, that's cool.
See, I'm ahead of you guys. You guys are. I live in New York.
Houston.
Yeah, BIPOC. Yeah, it'll get down here eventually.
Yep.
Not in my America.
None of this matters. This is all so silly. It's just something to keep you busy before you croak.
How only girls in that photo?
Don't assume their gender. Don't assume their gender.
Oh, they look like women to me.
Three white guys. Boy. This has got to be the most controversial episode.
I'm not white. I know Rachel Dolezal well. It's all silly. We're just trying to keep ourselves busy before we shit the bed.
I used to work with this guy. He hated the term African American. He's like, I was born here.
Same. Black people don't like it from what I've heard.
But he preferred black. And then
I would. I don't want to be called Caucasian.
Now person of color is the big one now.
That'll be offensive. Give it 10 years. I'm telling you, it all changes. It's like bell bottoms, baby. They come and go.
I have a couple of business partners who are, I'm going to say, people of color. They're African American.
You see, now you're tripping up.
I don't even know.
We're all lost.
But I asked him, I said, I have a genuine question, but I don't know how to ask it without it sounding completely insensitive.
I'm sure the blacks love that.
Here's a good build up.
I was like, if going back to what we talked about earlier, if language is about intention, why is person of color okay, but not colored person?
Exactly.
They literally mean the same thing.
It's just what pick and chew. This is in, this is out.
Pick and chew?
Oh, good. Bless
pick
you.
Pick and chew.
Yeah. It's all Pikachu.
Pikachu. That's what I said.
That's my Asian nanny's name. But it's all over the road, and you got to keep up or you get yelled at, and no one actually cares. They just want to yell at somebody because then they get the high five. So it's a kooky time to be alive.
Are you familiar with the euphemism treadmill?
No. So, I like it already.
So there's a phenomenon in the English language in which some topics are inherently so controversial that the term for them will eventually become controversial, get replaced with a new term, and that term will eventually become controversial.
Agreed.
For instance, autistic, mental retardation, those are all terms that the medical...
Scientific.
Those were the terms. And then they replace it because it eventually becomes the wrong term.
Derogatory.
Moron used to be
yes.
what we would refer to, to people who are handicapped.
Interesting.
Or dumb.
Yeah.
I feel like I've had
Isn't that what the principal called Forrest Gump? When he like visits the mom, he's like, your son's a moron.
Yeah, a
right,
moron.
Right.
And that was the exact equivalent of calling someone the R word.
Whoa.
Because back then, that's what they used to call those people. Were
there you go.
Moronic. Yeah. And it becomes insensitive and rude, so you replace it with a new word. And then as time goes on, it always gets replaced with something new. But it always means the same thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know?
It's very silly. It's all jerking it. None of it really matters, and it doesn't feel real. Like, you could be helping somebody, you could be doing something efficient and effective, but it just gives people a thing to talk about and fight about, and it's silly. It's a waste. We could be doing good while you're sitting here nitpicking over, and I'm sure nitpicking is something, too. But yeah, it's
yeah, I'm pretty sure that's racist.
Yeah. I'm sure. Yeah. Look, I'm out of cotton picking time here. But either way, it's,
Jesus Christ.
But see, but look how nervous everyone gets. That's what I'm saying. They got us. It works. So look, I've had the same haircut since second grade, and I say the same shit I said in second grade, and I just am not going to go anywhere because it all keeps coming back around. So like, I don't know. You pick a good middle ground and you stick with it. I'm not a bad person. I'm not racist or sexist or whatever. So I think you're okay. I think that's the baseline. If you're sitting here worried about what were you said, man, it's actually no gender or fluid or whatever. Like, if we do that, well, we're never going to get anywhere, and we could be inventing something.
So I'm going to counter argue that.
Please,
I think
that's what we're here for.
I think there should be two efforts on both sides. Mm. I think we should make a genuine effort to make someone feel included.
Yes.
And cared about. And they should show a little effort and understanding, like when my grandmother has trouble.
Agreed.
My grandmother is as archaic as it gets.
Of course.
And trying to convince her that gay is not a sin is not, it's just not going to happen. You know, you just have
of
to.
Course, but of course I'm, I've always was for gay marriage. I thought that was insane 20 years ago. Even Agreed. As a kid, I was like, why can't they get married? Well, they're gay. So what? The whole thing is stupid. Marriage is stupid. Who gives a fuck? I completely agree. You should bend a little. You know, I don't say my son is retarded now. You know, I just say he's an idiot. You know, you bend. So I think that's key. But I just saying some people I think are just looking to get riled up.
There's a Dan Van Kirk, a funny comic, has this really good joke about what you're talking about with your grandma, like, you know, saying things or like disagreeing with what's happening, and they're like, oh, it's different because they're from a different time.
Yeah.
No, they're from right now. They're still here. Like, they're still here right now. And if they want to live like it's from a different time, then you know what? They don't get air conditioning because they're from a different time before air conditioning was a thing. Like, it's just a really funny idea. But like,
you get the technology.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, well, you're stuck with these ways, but you get all this cool stuff. No, you don't get all the cool stuff if you can't adopt your ways
to
now.
For you.
Yeah.
You
know? That's a fair point. Yeah. I mean, it's a fair point.
They're still here.
Picking and choosing. That's saying, you know, picking and
they're
choosing.
Still here.
But there is something to be said about the rigidness of learning the older you get. Like,
older, no one likes to change now.
Yeah, correct.
As a young guy, I don't like to change. And as an old guy, I'm going to hate it.
It's just a circle of life. It happens to everybody. But here's the clinker. And no, whenever I say something, no one responds, which is starting to freak me out. But here's the clinker. Oh, I already forgot it. Damn, I had a great point.
I was so caught up.
Oh, I got it back. Okay, I got it back.
All right.
Here's the clinker.
It's so seductive to correct people and yell
Virtue
at people
signal.
That you're looking for it now and you're creating it where it isn't there, which I think is so shitty because now you're bringing it into the world. Your whole point is to stop it, nab it, nip it in the bud, progress, fix everything, fix all the problems, save the planet. But you're so keyed up on finding it that you go, maybe that was racism. Maybe that was it. You're racism. And now you're adding racism to where it wasn't because you're so obsessed with fixing racism.
Self-fulfilling prophecy.
Now you're bringing it in. That's my point.
Especially when it's not always intended. Right,
what I'm saying.
Let's fight the right fights.
Right. There you go. That's all that shit I was getting at. You said it in one sentence. Yeah. Fight the right fight instead of looking for it so hard. You know, it's like if you're a dad who's homophobic and you're a very religious military guy and you're like, I think my son's gay. And the kid might not be gay, but you're like, I think he's gay. And you're like, are you sucking dick? Are you sucking dick? I saw you eat that hot dog. And the kid's like, you might turn him gay.
Maybe delete that.
Yeah.
It's a joke. I thought we knew this was a comedy.
No, I get what you're saying.
You're forcing it out of people.
There are some things, and especially when it comes to raising children, where you put the pressure on them so much that they feel the need to push back and to rebel and to, you know, like in our household, because of how much alcohol is such a part of my life and business, we don't put any taboos around it with the kids.
And now you're healthy.
And now they're going to show you by being sober.
Well, we've offered, like, there have been times where the family's gathering and we're like, girls, do you want to have a glass of wine with
That's
us?
That's healthy.
And they say no. They don't want it. But when I was growing up, we were Pentecostal. It was like, no, stay with alcohol is the devil.
Now you want it.
Oh, dude, all we That's did was drink.
Point. The gay thing was a bad example. That's a better example. My dad doesn't know how to show love. And when I was a kid, my brother was a goth vegan. And this is in the mid-90s. No, he had black fingernail, fishnet, goth all the way, vegan, before everybody was vegan. So it was like, whoa, this guy's eating like berries and twigs and shit. What the hell's going on? And my dad was like, I'm worried about he's not getting nutrients, because it was – my dad's old, you know? So he was like, what the fuck? So he's yelling at
Is he skinny?
He was skinny and goth, so he looked horrific. It looked like he had AIDS, you know? He's all sickly and pale. And my dad was like, you son of a bitch. And he would like force his head down into a piece of meat and shit. And Jesus everybody's like, your Christ. Dad is a psycho. I'm like, I know, but in a weird way, he's trying to show that he loves this kid. He wants him to be healthy. And that's my point. It's like you're ruining it by trying to be this one thing. But you're so far gone that you can't see that you're actually being unhealthy.
You're doing more damage.
Doing more damage, again, a better way to put it than my ring around the rosy.
No, I love that. You're abusive father.
Yeah, Jesus, you're dad.
Scary guy.
I didn't even know you had a brother or sister. I assumed you're an only child.
I try to hide it all.
You put out only child vibes. Not in the like, I'm a spoiled way, in like a... I don't know what kind. I don't know.
Spoiled.
It does sound like an insult. Well,
now that I repeat what
Not
I just said.
Not in a spoiled way, but I can't think of any other way.
Well, you told stories about that housekeeper that you grew up with. I always thought you were a single child as well because of that.
No. Older brother. He's a quiet weirdo, and now he does computer programming, and I don't want to like involve him in show business because people are mean online.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
So it's a keep him away thing so nobody yells at him.
Have they ever found him?
Oh, yeah. Oh, and it ain't pretty. It's not like they found him and go, hey, we really like your brother and you seem nice. It's like, hey, you fucking homo, I'll kill you. You vegan. God, I hope you die. Cut yourself. Cut your wrist.
There was
never good.
There was one time I got on Reddit, and I think it was before you came on. And they had, dude, people found your house you grew up in. They find out everything possible about you. It's so weird.
It's gross. It's gross. By the way, great porn site for gingers, Reddit. That'd be a fun, you know, goof site.
Oh, yeah.
All right, sorry.
Yeah, but, so on another note.
I hope I didn't come off doing a full Ben Shapiro here. I'm just saying sometimes you're trying to do good, but you're actually you're going so far west, you're east.
Correct.
Thank you for understanding. He went quiet an hour ago, so I'm getting nervous.
He's like, I want a feature tonight. I'm not looking at
it. No, I'm up for discussion. I'm not one of these.
I'm a libtard.
I'm a liberal as well.
Too. Yeah.
It's just I try to have some common sense, and we get so – the goalposts have been moved quite
so
a bit.
So much, yeah.
So,
quite unreasonably so at times. Too.
I agree, and both ways sometimes.
The middle is where it's at.
Yeah,
the middle is great. Then they give you shit for being
just
in the middle.
Navigate everything. Just be a normal person. That's all you got to do.
How come you can be bi, but you can't be bi middle? You know what I mean? Bi political.
There's this idea that if you're in the middle, that you're riding the fence. That you're not.
Maybe I am riding the fence. That's why I tore my sack.
but you're not like just because you're supposed to take everything. Subject by subject by instance by instance.
Agreed.
You're not supposed to group things into these categories. And there's this idea that if you ride the middle politically that you can't make up your mind. No, I made up my mind. And this situation's okay. This situation's not okay.
People don't like nuance.
No, nuance.
I can also get along with both sides.
That's a good thing.
I have friends that are Trump supporters.
Same.
I would never support the fucking guy ever.
Sure.
But I have friends that are dear friends, you know? I'm still going to be friends with them forever. No matter who they vote for, who
That's
they believe
healthy.
In. Right? And
That's
then I have
open-minded.
Then I have people that are
and inclusive.
So far left that they think Biden's the worst person in the entire world. And they're like, I can't believe, but you know, but then I supported Biden and they were like mean to me about it, but I'm still friends with them, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I'm friends with everybody.
Everybody's full of shit. They go, hey, you gotta be inclusive, but they won't hang out with a Republican. You won't even hang out with a Republican, but you hang out with some super lib guy who's maybe mean as hell.
I think it was episode 1 or episode 2 of Horace and Pete's.
Oh, God.
I think Marky Mark was in that.
Oh, yeah.
Horace and Pete's was a Louis C.K. show. Yeah.
Mm.
But
they're
in a bar and they break down the idea of being conservative and liberal. And they were like, all right, well, you define this right wing guy, you define what being a liberal is. And he's like, oh, you try to force your. you know, force being gay down my throat and blah, blah, blah. So the right guy describes what his issues are with liberals. The left guy describes what his issues are with the conservatives, which, oh, you're old fashioned, you're racist. And then they both describe what it means to them. And all of a sudden there's a middle ground. It was like this beautiful moment.
Interesting.
It was done super well. Horace and Pete's, I want to say it's episode one or episode two.
I should watch that show.
But do you ever watch anything you're in?
Nah. What are you kidding? I'll never see this. But yeah, no, I'm with
you. Check out the comments.
I think it's weird to be upset. Like, you'd be like, Biden all the way or Trump. I'm like, you're a fucking loser. Like, this is the biggest fight in your life is this politician. They're all crooks. They're all lying. They're just saying, okay, they like this. I'll just say that. Oh, they like this. I'll say that. I mean, it's all just trying to get laid at a bar. Like, oh, you're a cat lady? I love cats. You don't like cats, but you're trying to get laid, and he's trying to get votes. What do you think? Kamala's not corrupt?
Oh, she's
when I was I grew up in a black neighborhood. They all hated Kamala. Like, oh, she's a fucking black hater. She puts us all in jail.
Yeah.
She loves the police. Then it's defund the police, and then they elect her. So, like, it's all topsy-turvy. It's all full of shit. Nike, BLM.
She was like an anti-weed lady, stitching. Right?
Yeah.
Anti-weed. Yeah. Lock them up.
We don't ever usually get into politics on the show.
I don't like politics either.
Well, we're here now.
I don't.
It's a natural progression from balding, porn.
Yeah. I don't understand if we're worried about, especially in the last year, where we're, and this is just my feelings on the subject. I did not vote for Trump. I'm not a Trump supporter. Why we...
Sounds like the intro to a Trump supporter. Yeah.
if you're concerned with the way that people of color are treated in our judicial system, then why would you vote Kamala in the office when she's got a track record of being
that person? Of course. Oh, they're all kooks. I mean, the Hillary's a whack job on Epstein's plane. Clinton blew me. Trump is a narcissist who just wants his way, and he can't stand losing, and I don't think he cares about people except for him. Like, come on!
Did we talk about that on the show? The Epstein thing?
Today?
Yeah, no. So
something new happened?
No. So I used to work for an aviation company, and during the election, they were
you flew the planes?
No. So we handled all the manifests for Epstein's flights, and whenever he got arrested, the FBI came and took our records.
Ooh,
and there was this big debate when Hillary was running whether or not Bill was on those flights. And I was like, I know without a doubt firsthand he was on those flights.
Whoa.
And somebody was like, well, how would you know when CNN does it? I'm like, because I work for the company that handled those flights. Like,
and I know the truth that CNN is all a lie. What'd you think of the Bill Burr thing?
What happened with Bill Burr?
Trending, number one.
Right now?
Yesterday.
What happened?
Bill Burr.
Give it a goog. He said CNN is un-American and they're going to get Trump reelected because they won't stop talking about Trump because it helps their ratings. Their ratings went down 68% after Trump left. And all they do is talk about Trump because they need the ratings to go back up. So you're like, you guys aren't progressive. You guys aren't for the good of America. You just want ratings. So quit acting like you're fucking morally superior when you're going to get this guy reelected because you won't shut the fuck up. So it's such a great headline because he looks like a big alt-right Nazi in the headline, like CNN's un-American, you know, blah, blah, blah. But then if you read the article, it's all about getting Trump reelected and how fucked up that is.
And how he's against Trump being elected.
Yes, yes. It's such a great Bill Burr classic moment for him because it's a bait and switch almost.
Well, they do that constantly with him.
Well, he kind of is in general. Like, he's married to a black lady, but you would see him on doing stand-up.
Yes.
Like, he seems racist a
little. Right.
He did the SNL open where he talked about how white women make everything about them.
Of course.
And they still made it into him being racist and misogynistic.
I know. And he didn't read a goddamn word of it. Un-American piece of shit.
I love Bill Burr.
I love him too. And anybody who doesn't love him is probably dumb.
They also don't understand him. Right, like, if you have an issue with Bill Burr, it's not because you understand his stance on something. It's because you read a headline.
Yes, and again, to back up my point, what was the way you said it? Fight the right fights.
Yeah,
and then you said another good line. Sorry.
Filling me up on a podcast.
Yeah, I know. Great tits.
I think it me too.
It's not sexual assault on a podcast.
That's true. Well, tell that to Al Franken. But to back up my point, everybody's going, Bill Burr's a racist, Bill Burr's a racist. And then other people would type in, you know, his wife's black. And they would go, whatever. And you're like, this is my point. You should go, I hate racism so much. I just found out there's one less racist on Earth. Great. But they're actually mad because he's not racist because it can't fuel their fighting anymore.
Well,
that's my point.
One of the things I definitely see a lot now is people will react to something And reactions are natural. You can't help but the way that you react. If you hear something and it, you know, I say something to my wife and I'm like, oh, I like that outfit today. Well, you didn't like my outfit yesterday? Well, no. I understand how
there's
you
always
might.
Always a way to spin it.
I understand how you might initially react to something. But once I further explain my stance and it's, oh, you didn't mean, no one says, oh, he didn't mean what he the way it sounded. It actually, they dig their feet in and say, no, you definitely meant it the way I initially took
yes.
it. And they want to stay angry because they're invested in the result.
They're invested. And it gives them more shit, more fuel for the train. Keeps it on the tracks. Keep throwing logs in. But if you cut me off, I got no more logs. They just want a bitch. They want to yell. They want to call him a racist. So then they're the hero. It's all pretty cut and dry here. Again, no reaction.
No.
I just want you guys to either agree or disagree or something.
I agree.
We definitely agree.
I don't know where you guys stand. I feel like I'm out on an island here.
No. We
I'm
definitely
trying to figure out if I'm the one who smells for 5 minutes.
No, it's me.
Oh, yeah. I can't smell either one of you guys.
I smell like Cholula.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Mark's pit stains are on camera.
Yeah.
Finally, I
got somebody.
One of the things that drove me nuts during this whole thing, like, let's just the vaccine discussion.
Oh God!
I knew some people who didn't want it because they were concerned.
Do you have it?
That it would,
oh,
yeah,
you do have
yeah,
it. Yeah,
yeah.
yeah, yeah.
I knew some people.
You have it.
I got it.
I knew some people that were.
I have it. Right. I just want to work, so I got it. Sorry.
I knew some people that were concerned with getting it because of safety. Like they were afraid it was untested.
Sure. You know?
So then
what is valid.
That's a valid concern.
It's a total valid concern. And then when what happened was they rushed it. Johnson & Johnson had those issues with women and they took it. And I'm like, oh, see, look, they had a valid point. But what they do is they burn the bridges on Facebook and they unfriend and they block and they burn relatives.
Discussion
like, no, you're crazy. No. They were right. They were right to be concerned. I know that it was only a couple. I get it. But the premise is the same. That, hey, it's not completely tested, so I understand if you're nervous. I have teenage daughters. I have no idea what this is going to do to their reproductive system. So I'm a little – fuck me. Like, I already had a bunch of kids. It's the end of my life. If something happens, something happens. I'm going to get it. But am I a little nervous for my kids to take it? Yeah, I don't want them to something bad to happen.
I just – and I completely agree. You're right, and that's okay. And somebody will yell at you for that. Somebody heard that and just got angry.
For sure.
People are stupid. There's a lot of stupid people. They think they're smart. Dunning-Kruger. Look it up.
Yeah.
Me. Kill
yourself.
That's
a great one.
But people – I forgot my point again. Damn,
he was preemptively expecting us not to respond.
Yeah.
It's
got
like,
in my head.
It's like flossing. Like they – you know the original studies.
Oh, I got it back. But continue. I have it now.
The original studies on you should floss every day are actually not based on
anything. There you go.
It's all fake science. Now, people take that to, well, flossing's important. Yeah, flossing is important. If you have food in your teeth, floss it to get it out. But this idea that you're supposed to floss every day is not based on anything. And they prove that those studies were all fake.
All that breakfast is all a silly, what do you call it?
Part of the day.
It's a ploy to get you to buy cornflakes or whatever. It's all the four food groups have been. It's a complete sham. That was taught in schools. It was you got to eat this to be healthy.
And the food pyramid.
That's what I meant.
Bread being on the food
bread
pyramid. Like you need bread.
Bread is sugar. It's all sugar. But we just get it indoctrinated, and you grow up with it. It's like religion. You know, religion's stupid. There is no God. We're all gonna die in the dirt, and that's fine. Nothing wrong with that, but you gotta suck it up and believe it. You know, quit living in a fairy tale, you fucking kooks.
I thought the downvotes when Shab comes on was gonna be bad.
Suck it up, grow up.
Texas.
But my point is, I wish people would just be square with you. You know, like they go, hey, fat people are beautiful, and you go, all right, but it's bad for your heart. It's high cholesterol. It's harder for your body to process things. What do you call it? Blood clots and clotted arteries and all this shit. And they go, shut up, I'm the biggest pupil. And you're like, I'm just telling you what's what. And they go, all right. If they would just go, look, there's a lot of fat people. It hurts their feelings when you say that. Just try not to say that. Go, no problem.
Done.
I don't want to hurt anybody. But when you start doing all this, actually big is sexy. And here's the front page of Victoria's Secret. It's a fucking whale on a beach. Like, stop lying. Just tell us it hurts people's feelings and we'll move on. What all this extra shit where you go, then you have to like make it scientific and lie to us. That's what annoys me. And that's why comedy is so important, because you go, you just laughed when I said fat whale on a beach. That's incredibly insensitive. And you laugh because you know it's true and you feel better. Why am I smarter than everybody? I'm an idiot. Thank you. Call the police. Turn the lights out. We got to get out of here. He's got a kid to raise. You got a wife to fuck. This guy's clearly gay. Let's go home. I'm just saying, is it that? Why does it have to be that difficult? It's mean to call people fat. It hurts fat people's feelings. We know it's gross. We know it's unhealthy. We know they're going to die earlier. That's the breaks. We don't make the rules.
Everything's nuanced.
It's, yes!
Back to that. Everything's nuanced.
You thought you were going to come have a fun conversation and drink, and you got all wound up. Look what you did to him.
I didn't expect.
Am I wrong about anything I'm saying?
No.
That's all I'm saying. It's like, stop lying to me. That's why I have to be a comedian, because the audience laughs, and I go, okay, there's some truth here.
He gets worked up like a Jew.
Maybe that's why I thought he was a Jew, because he does a lot of hand movements.
I'm Jewish, I can say it.
Well, yeah.
Just making sure I don't.
But what's her name? The Adele. Adele lost all that weight.
Yeah, then they yelled at her for losing it.
Yeah, but that was like a health thing.
Yeah,
they got very upset.
That's crazy. It's all social media. It's scary, sick, fucking sad people. Hurt people, hurt people. You ever heard that?
Yeah, hurt people, hurt people.
That's sad.
They hurt, so they want you to hurt. That's it. It's all very simple.
Everybody.
I got a guy. It was like when I first started comedy, I was broke. I was scared. I was insecure in New York. I was 22, 23 years old. This guy was so mean to me. He was a big drug addict. He was kind of an established comic. So mean to me.
I
can't tell you his name, but he's doing quite well now.
What does it rhyme with?
I don't think you've even heard of him, but he lives in L.A.
Landrew Trice Flay.
It rhymes with Sluffy. No, I'm joking. But mean guy, nice to everybody, just mean to me for no reason. I was like, what is this guy's deal? I'd be in the shower, think about it, I'd lay in bed. Why is this guy so mean to me? He would boo me. He would fuck with my set. He would tell people not to laugh before I went on. Twisted, fucked up guy. 12 years go by. He moves out. I forget about him. He writes me an email out of the blue. Forgot all about this guy. Hey, man, I used to be really mean to you. I thought you were funny, and it bothered me, and I hated you for it, and it made me hate me and me hurt my feelings because how much I liked your stuff or whatever. And I'm not trying to suck my own dick here, but this is what the email said. And he was like, I fucking hated you, and I would think about you at my house and punch pillows. I was like, I never did a thing to this guy. And he wrote me this email, and you go, okay, it all makes sense. I had to wait a fucking decade. But the truth came out, and that's a lot of people. And now, this is all mostly pre-internet. So now people have that access to tweet at you, email you, DM you, get you on a message immediately. So anybody all over the world can do that in 1 second. At least I was face to face with this guy every day, so I didn't understand it. But now somebody can do that immediately, and they'll probably never email you an apology. But it's so easy to do that now. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Did you let
who
it go?
Who has that bit about?
Yeah, like, let it go.
Who has that bit? He's like, I shouldn't be allowed to tweet at the president.
Yes,
like there should be a buffer in between me, and he shouldn't know that I think he's a piece of
shit. Right,
like it's a famous bit. I forget who's doing it. Or did it?
I heard that
it's
too.
Like it was when Obama was wrong. I shouldn't be able to tweet at Obama.
It's a brilliant bit, and it's so true. But it's so easy to be insanely mean to a stranger in 1 second and just send it.
Especially assuming they're not going to see it, because I don't remember if it was Rogan or someone else, but they were saying every once in a while I'll respond and they immediately back off.
Yeah,
they immediately
usually.
Like, oh yeah, I was having a rough day. Like, so I mean, after all that time, so it was just his own insecurity about how good you were doing, and he wished he was better. It was really about him.
Right.
The whole thing was about him.
It's always about them. It's always coming from in here. They're hurting, so they're going to be me. What else would motivate you to do that to somebody? I mean, to get on a fucking computer, type shit in, send it to you. Like, that takes a little bit of effort, but you have to have some ammo fueling that.
Something driving it.
There you go. So better way to driving something it. Driving. Adam Driver. Tiger Woods, good driver and a bad driver at the same time.
Isn't he like known for his car wrecks?
Yes, that's just the joke.
He just had one recently.
Yeah, didn't he break his leg or something?
Something bad.
He's so rich that he had a black box in his car. Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
Wait, it was a black woman, a prostitute?
No, black five.
Like, oh, it was a joke. Yeah. Okay. Well, listen, where can people find you? Like, let's give you the what's coming up next. Where are you going after Houston?
I'm on KKK.com. No, I'm at Mark Norman Comedy. Come see me live. This is all shit I'll say into a microphone on stage. I'm just trying to be funny. I don't give a shit. We're all going to die one day. Twitter, Instagram, give me a goog. Come see us live. He's usually opening if I'm in Texas.
Yeah.
I got a podcast. We might be doing Tuesdays with stories. We're in Arlington at the Improv. Come on down and tell them what you're going to do, Fatty.
Follow me on @NoYoungBlood on everything, all the social media.
Is that your real last name, by the way? Young?
Yeah, it's a real last name.
What a great name.
With it. Yeah, I thought so. Turns out not.
I really hope
all.
That you're never a pedophile, because that's just going to be really, like, it turns out years from now. You know?
Right, Youngblood.
Yeah, I've heard them all. I've heard, you know, when I was a kid, like fifth grade, I remember I cried, started a new school, and like five kids called me a vampire.
Yeah.
And I couldn't handle
leaning
it.
Leaning on that gossip.
I was in fifth grade, a sensitive new school.
Yeah, I get it.
You know, I hated that kid.
Imagine the N-word, a vampire hurt you.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
I'll be all over the country this summer. AndrewYoungBlood.com. I'll be opening for Daniel Van Kirk. I've got dates with him. Got all sorts of shit coming up.
Yeah,
so
check out the Secret Group as well. If you guys are in Houston, Secret Group is one of my favorite comedy spots.
Yes, great spot.
In there quite a bit. So thanks, guys.
Yeah, and I'm selling a whiskey soon, and this is not it, but that's what whiskey looks like. It'll be in a bottle. It'll be a bottle for sale at a store.
Yeah, we'll have a whiskey out here soon for Mark, very soon.
Thanks
Mark
to
and Sam,
guy.
And it'll be fun.
Hell yeah. Sorry again if I scared the children at home. But
it's an adult show.
Trying to keep it real here. Comedy.
All right, man. Cheers.
Balcony's first ever year-round bourbon was an inspiration. It all had to work together. A blend of carefully selected ingredients, Texas-sized pot stills, and creative people determined to find the absolute best way to usher a new whiskey along. When you discover how it pairs with a meaningful moment, suddenly the feeling of drinking great whiskey becomes a whole lot more.